Welcome, 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 y'all. It's Oye, and I got something to say. Thank you for tuning in to another episode, and it's Oye, and let's get started. Now, I wanted to let y'all know I got my girl with me again.
Hey, hey, Tay M two times.
So y'all know y'all got
like, subscribe.
Yes, tune in to those YouTube pages.
Hit share, those share, share.
Let the world know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and talk about voting today.
Mm-hmm. Voting. November 5th.
Y'all.
Is y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
Because it's getting down to the nitty gritty. They done had their debate about what they could do.
What they have to offer. But majority of what I saw was bashing.
Yeah. Like, Trump especially.
Well, you know, that's all he gonna do, though.
He could, Biden couldn't even get a... First of all, if it was... Who you going for? Trump, Biden, or Bernie, if you had to choose?
If I had to choose, I'm liberal. So I ain't going for none of them.
You just...
Yeah, because truthfully, for me, I don't... Whoever runs this world, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's trial and error anyway. Because who know what they doing? Show me somebody to know what they doing. And because I want to take it back to, I don't know if y'all remember, you might be a little young.
Okay.
So when I was growing up and it was time for me to vote, vote or die was what was the logo back then. Right now it's just vote, vote, vote. That's all they want you to do. It's just like vote, 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 vote.
Right.
But vote or die was the logo they was running back then. And I think it was somebody, remember the candidates, but I think Kerry was one of them. But he didn't
Kerry.
Win. He didn't win.
I remember Kerry.
Yeah.
I wanted him to win. Okay.
Because I wanted to see what he was gonna do.
Yeah.
Like,
I wanted him to win.
Truthfully, y'all, voting is all on seeing what the person is gonna do. Okay. You already seen what the Republicans did.
Mm-hmm.
We seen what the Democrats did when Obama was in office. So that's all we're doing is seeing the opportunity mm-hmm. that they get to try to make a change for this world. Because truthfully, do we honestly need a leader, or can we lead ourselves?
Can we just, I saw somebody say on Facebook, can we just be like dating a president?
And if they don't turn out right, we can get a new one. I agree.
Like, can we just date a president for a couple years?
Wait,
like, see how we like it?
Wait.
Test it out.
That's, you know, low-key kind of what it is. So, we're going to date for 4 years, see if we like you, and then at the end of your 4 years,
we
you got to get
for
out.
You again.
It's either we'll vote for you again because we like the relationship, or you got to get out.
Did you like Obama, though?
Okay, so, I want to let y'all know, I did vote for Obama.
I voted for Obama, too.
Okay, but for me, I feel like Obama didn't really do too much because he seemed more like the puppet to try to smooth in a lot of what the Republicans had to say. See,
right.
If you don't change the House of Congress, how can you change the results that the president has put forth to show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Obama, he did get more jobs. And he got Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Even though they took that
insurance.
Away.
I know, but he
they
took
that away.
He took it away. Trump took it away because he was jealous. He was jealous.
I mean,
jealous.
You still got Medicaid or Medicare, whatever you want to get.
But Obamacare was the bomb.
It was the bomb. No,
okay.
Honestly,
it
I don't know why.
Great premium.
And then older people could have had, everybody. He ain't want no, it was like he ain't want nobody to not have insurance.
They wanted us to be like Canada.
Can we please?
I want to be like,
you know they said Canada's still not working. They pay for
it. Yeah, they get paid. They get paid to sit at home. What are we missing out on? You know what? When I went to this interview yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting up there driving from Westlake, Ohio. So I'm driving from Westlake, and as I'm driving down, I see kids getting off of school buses. And I had to pan around like, all right, where am I living at while kids is getting off of school buses and mine's is sitting at the kitchen table learning? Go out and vote.
Yep.
Go out and vote.
Yep.
A lot of stuff ain't fair. And that's why I keep telling y'all, don't just vote for presidents. Vote for your city. Vote for your county. Change everything. Don't leave everything the same.
Please. And I don't know what president gonna change
anything
right now, because at this point it's a hit or miss.
Oh, yeah. You know what they said? He had COVID.
Yeah. And then they said, Biden said, I don't know, it was like so many people in the army had COVID. Girl, 7 people in the army got COVID. They like, it turned out to be 7 people. What is you trying to do? Like,
like, what are y'all trying to do?
And then he said, if you are black, you need to vote for me. Do you remember he said that?
Hell no. What?
You didn't know he said that?
No.
Yes.
Because I'd be looking at
got,
you like.
Oh, I think he got fined for that. He got something happened. It was like real big in the news. It was in like July.
That's some bull stuff.
Yeah, he said if you black, if you're African American, you need to vote for me. You shouldn't be voting for Trump. You shouldn't be voting for Trump.
You shouldn't be. I mean, I feel like
black.
No, I mean, vote for who you want to vote
for. Period.
Like, flat out, vote for who you feel like would be a better party. But remember, and I want you to remember this. We were 4 years under Donald Trump, and we ended out his reign with a freaking pandemic. So make sure you know who you voting for next
and
time.
And they said he knew about it.
Ahead of
he
time.
He just didn't want to say nothing about it.
And then only gave us one check, United States.
And that's weird as hell.
So we are divided.
Like Canada over there living.
Living their best life. We
living
up here
their best life.
Struggling. We ain't struggling. We struggling. Struggling to keep shit together.
I was watching something. I don't know what I was watching. And they were saying that Trump, I don't think they was voting for Trump. But they said the reason why they was voting for Trump was because he's trying to take the Mexican, you know, he's trying to build that wall.
That wall and the Mexican border.
Yeah,
like
so that they don't come over here and try. Basically, they making more money in our country than we is. I saw something
the Mexicans?
About that. Uh-huh. You know how they come over here, you got the A-Rise, they come over here, they have, you know,
the family and all that stuff. But we could do the same thing if we wise up.
Yeah, black people don't know how to stick
together. The same thing if we wise up, yes.
Black people don't know how to stick together.
That is a true statement. Black people don't know how to stick together, and black people don't know how to work together. That's why the Jews and the Caucasians and all them are a little ahead of us than we are, because our unity is whack.
Period. It's terrible, honestly.
It's sad.
The support.
It's sad.
Like, the dedication.
Even when I set up there, like, I had put advertised on my business page. It's called Custom Love Designs. I make bracelets. I customize anything to your heart's desire. When I set up there and I put on it, I had to be, like, I know, like, right now, because it's an Aries moon, my assertiveness is coming out. I'm like, you know what? Y'all like to sit up here and stick with the same people. And I see y'all out here wearing bracelets. And I wear these same and make these same type of bracelets. Holla at me. I'm right in your town. But I feel like, why do I have to be that assertive? But you know what? Maybe I do got to be that assertive. Maybe I need to be people's mama.
Not the mama. Not the mama.
That's why I feel like I gotta sit here and tell you.
Ma.
Know how your mom be mad?
Ma.
Girl, you better go. You go do it. Like, no. Like, come on, y'all. Like, it's bracelets. They're crystals. They're different types
put
of
put something on Facebook today and I'll share it.
All right. For my brand?
Yeah, yeah. For your brand.
I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Christmas is coming up.
And it's breast cancer awareness month.
We got 2 for 35, 2 for 40, something like that.
Definitely. And I'm working on the what is that called? I can't even get it out. Shit.
I'm like, dude.
You know that page where you go in there and you shop and you do it for yourself and you don't have to, and I just go and fill your order. When you place an order, you do it on the website and stuff. I'm gonna come up with the website. That's what it is, the website.
Oh, okay, a website maker or something like that. Okay.
So that's what I'm gonna do next, because you know we got it's breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome October. We love Susan G. Komen
and sickle cell awareness month.
Yes. Oh yes, I represent. Cause I know a lot of people with sickle cells. Definitely.
My mom has sickle cell.
Mm-hmm.
So beware of that.
Mm-hmm. Is trait, like, you gotta trade the full-blown disease, like, that is a struggle. I had a friend growing up in high school, she had it real bad. She was always in
and out of the hospital.
I felt bad for her. You know, I had somebody that I know that actually passed away from. I felt bad.
The girl you went to school with passed away? Oh, she did?
No, I met a lot of people with sickle cell, and I didn't know, like, it was like that.
Did you? It was so popular back in the 90s than it is now. You don't really hear people say about sickle cell.
It's like the COVID. let me stop. Let me stop.
I'm like, I don't know about the COVID,
whole conspiracy theory here. But look, my whole thing of it all is, y'all, I want y'all to get out here and vote. Especially you people over there in Missouri, because that Breonna Taylor stuff was some crazy mess, that how all of them was able to just walk away and not be charged with nothing. Misuse of bullets?
That's crazy.
No, you should be charged for this woman's death because you went storming into her house under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about her boyfriend was a criminal. And she licensed, and y'all know where she stayed because she works for the police department.
Isn't that crazy?
Tell me how that makes any sense. Like,
she works for the police department, and y'all ain't giving her no justice
at all. That's
why people fighting so hard for that.
Yeah, like, y'all get out here and vote, because if you sit up here and think that that's okay, we gonna have to pray for you, because it's not right.
It's not okay.
Like, it's just not right. You cannot tell me that people out here are okay with the fact that a woman who was employed by her same killers,
gets no justice.
No justice at all.
No peace.
No type of reparation, no nothing. Just, no.
A cop just got shot.
Oh, for real? Somebody got shot?
I'll be so terrible.
You know, I don't be paying attention to it. I be trying to stay off of the TV, because I want y'all to know the news
is stressful.
It is, because it's television. It's telling a vision. So it only gives you a part of the story they want you to be in tune with. Why did the police officer
And we in the media, so we know
this. Mm-hmm. Let's ask some real questions, okay? But then that's what being in the media field entails. Asking questions that you cannot have any feeling about, okay? I'm learning how to block out my feelings.
I'm blocking out my feelings? You know what? Somebody told me I need to start feeling and thinking. Feeling and thinking.
You know what? Maybe.
They was like, you do it, but you don't do it at the same time. So when you feel something, they need to, like, combine.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start feeling more. I'm so.
Dang, you got me all thinking and stuff now. I'm all quiet.
Nonchalant. I'm so, don't wanna.
Cause I am.
I'm so high that attitude. Even though we got good attitudes, good personalities. That somebody said that us Scorpios will be looking calm, cool, collected on the outside. Mm-hmm. Burning and rage on the inside. Burning and rage on the inside. And you will never know unless I tell you. You will never know unless I tell you.
Like, for everybody that see, they be like, oh, you look so good. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. That's where I be needing to link up with people so I can get that stuff out, because I be needing a vent.
I feel you.
Sometimes some people, I be like, y'all gonna get murdered messing with me.
Girl.
Because
I ain't the one.
Yeah.
I ain't got the time or the patience.
You noticed that here in Northeast Ohio, that it has been a lot of crimes and stuff. Like, people snapping. Like, people are literally snapping. Somebody got shot at an intersection.
Really?
Yeah, people hopping out of cars and telling people.
That's scary.
And I said, oh, no. I said,
that's scary. That's why I be in the house. That's scary.
Exactly.
That's why I be in the house. I can't do that
at all, because
kids,
it's too much.
Getting killed.
Yep. Left.
Don't know
right.
If you got kids in the car just hopping off the shooting.
Man.
Willingly, and they not finding these people.
Nope.
Not finding.
And that's the sad part right there. Because they not finding.
And this baby's dying. So many babies dying, y'all. It's
oh
so many
goodness.
Babies.
So bad, because you know what made me even feel worse? Because the same day she went in to have her baby, who walked out with their baby? Was it Nicki Minaj?
Her baby is today. Oh, okay, maybe she did have her baby last night.
She had her baby on the 29th.
Oh, did she?
Yep.
They just know I was saying that she had a baby.
Yeah, you know how to go.
I put my phone on do not disturb when I'm doing podcasts and stuff, because, and this is why I wanted to go back to using my camera, because
it's a distraction
and I'm trying to obtain something, and you cannot be distracting me while I'm trying to obtain something. It's just like being a president and going out here to vote.
Maybe
you gotta make these tough decisions.
You got to sometimes in life. Tough decisions that you do not want to make. Family, co-workers, loved ones. The list goes on.
It does.
That you don't want to detach yourself from, even though you know you need to.
True. That's what I feel like a lot of people having trouble with, especially even with this change in the presidents. You don't want to detach yourself from what you used to. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's best to let go and see what the other person has to offer.
Please let go.
It's like a relationship.
It is. So, it's better. Change is good, though.
Change is always good.
Why people don't want to change?
Because people scared. They're scared. They're comfortable.
I told somebody, a lady asked me. She said, what you scared of? I said, I'm scared of success. She said, that's big. I don't never hear nobody say they're scared of success. They're scared of fear, but I don't never. I'm like, I know I can make it. I'm just scared to make it.
See, now, I'm going to be honest with you. You ready for this? I'm scared to succeed.
You scared to succeed too?
Bitch, that's what I meant. My only fear on succeeding is that if I go out here and I do succeed, no, not if. When I go out
when I succeed.
And I get to that next level of life, I'm going to have people coming at me.
Yeah.
And you're going to be at my neck talking about, well, you cut me off. You ignored me. You left me. And I'm like.
And she's like, you know what? Let them hate. Let them talk. Let them talk. You're going to have to, because it's your journey. It ain't nobody else but yours. So you gotta leave them. You gotta go. You can't do it with them.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the part where that whole little method, everybody can't go with you.
Yeah.
That means you can't take Donald Trump with you.
I mean, y'all, please don't vote for them.
Don't.
I mean, I'm not saying don't vote for nobody.
Vote for the best person that you need to vote for, but don't regress. Progress. Learn that change is always good. Who said it best? I feel like that Sam Cooke song.
Mm-hmm.
Changing on kind. We need change.
Ooh, that's my song too.
That's my song too. I had to listen to it.
I know. This morning I was listening to her. She got a song called Sometimes on there.
Nah, I ain't really.
We don't mess with her too much.
No, it's not that. I don't feel good right now.
What's up?
Probably like after that little just blow up and stuff, I'm probably feeling a little lightheaded.
Irritated you.
Yeah.
Your soul, your mind.
My whole, I'm like, I'm all distracted and stuff.
Just your whole vibe just went left.
Yeah. I feel like I had to throw up.
Do you?
Yeah. That's what I'm like, that's crazy as fuck. Like, you disturbed my spirit that much. Because I feel like we was in a good conversation.
We was.
I told you that, and sometimes you can't take family with you. Family will bring you down faster.
Yes, they will, and that's sad to say.
It really is, because I do feel bad that I feel the way I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you really just blew up my phone not once but twice, just to tell me what you could text me.
Girl, I know. I do. don't want to buy it. I don't want to.
I want a Series 6. Like, I'm coming through. I don't care anymore because I hate when people say the stuff be like status and stuff. I don't give a fuck about status because you going to hate on me either way. Go.
Yeah,
I'm going to shine the way I should shine at Period. All times. You feel me? At all times, I'm going to shine. Because I like change.
Change is coming.
Mm-hmm. I changed so much. I changed twice yesterday. I did just say that.
You're telling me. I done went through a change yesterday.
Went through a whole change.
Change yesterday.
I got 85 beats per minute. I mean, I'm cool. I guess I'm cool. I just probably just
calm down. It's cool. Relax. Don't let it get the best of you. That's your problem. You that shit gets
you. Yeah, I do. Because be like, who want to die today?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
you
what.
You so on defense mode.
At all times.
You gotta let that
y'all, down. Sis. My guards be up like, boom, what?
But this gonna take some time.
It
takes me some time to let that. Because it wasn't easy. I used to be on defense mode, mean as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mean. You not mean.
I'm not mean. But you know
come
what?
I'm off aggressive.
I was gonna say, people say I'm mean.
Oh, people say you mean guys. Don't guys say you mean?
Yeah, it's
majority of the guys. The dudes, the girls really don't say you mean. No. Girls can. It's easy. You can get along with girls, but it's guys.
Is God? No. Let me be clear. All right, you ready for this? It's not guys that think the way that I think. It is guys that I emasculate.
Mm-hmm.
Is it emasculate or demasculate? Basically, I take they man and crush it down to the flow, and I turn out being more manly than them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that call me mean.
And guys hate that. They hate not being
the man.
Yeah, the man.
Sorry.
The man.
You know what? If a man would be a man with me, I wouldn't have to be a man.
Period. I agree with you on that one. I agree. I'm all for the dominate. I don't care what you say. It is what it is. But then I'll be like, I do want something like that.
But I want that too.
You know how you be like, how dudes is, how you tell your dude or something like, you a hard ass on the outside, but on the inside you a teddy bear.
Right.
Yeah, like you a teddy bear.
Well, that's the thing. See that growing up, that's what I would call the girl's dad, a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the outside, he got this hard exterior, but inside, he's soft as mush.
Mm-hmm.
And as we went along in the relationship, I would tell him time and time again, I said, dude, you not at all like, and this is why I kept telling him, I said, I'm a masculine, you a masculine. I'm a fixed sign. I'm all this shit, stuff for zodiacs and our personalities and these words that describe us, because they're just words that describe us people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, see, vote for change. Change is okay. See, all these things that
it's
we
awesome.
Can change is also the things that hold us back.
Say that again.
All the things that we need to change is also the things that hold us back.
All of the things that we need to change is also the things that hold us back.
Mm-hmm. Because you gotta sit here and think about it. Like, where I need to change is I'm too aggressive. I don't make men feel like men. Well, at least the men that like to come at me and want to be with me, I don't make them feel manly. Because I come across as the man. And that's why I'm like, I need somebody that's manlier than me. Where the men are men at? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I need men. You know, men, like, you got to be 2 times the man to deal with me. You can't be 1 times the man.
You can't be no soft man. You got man. Men is man.
Or you could be a soft man.
You could be a soft man.
I can't take soft men. Because I can't. If you gonna sit up there like I the ones that be sitting up there that be blowing my mind a lot of the time be the ones to be like, I wanna be controlled. Who controlling you?
Period.
I ain't never controlled. Y'all, I've been married for a long time. I never asked the dude, where you going? Nothing. Cause for one, if you going, make sure you coming back. But if anything, if you ain't coming back, let me know that too. Because then I'm securing who I am to pull my shit together. You know what I'm saying? I always leave a door open for a man to come or go. You know what I'm saying? Right. You right here hostage here? Like, I know for a fact I'm a lot sometimes, and men can't handle that.
Some men.
The ones that I've come across.
I'm like, some men can't handle that. Because some men can't. Because some men will put you in a place like, hey, who the fuck you talking to? Like,
I like a nigga. You know that? Like, I like that change, y'all. That change. Look, I like a dude like that. I like a dude that's going to take control. Take control so I don't have to.
Sometimes.
No, take control.
The whole time?
If you want to.
Sometimes I like to be in control, though.
No, I want to be in control. I want a piece of mind.
I want you to lead, but I want to be in control sometimes.
If, you know, like, what you want? What you trying to control?
To control some stuff.
like, what you trying to
control? I might need to know where you going. You said you'll ask where you going. I might need to know where you going. Oh, okay.
Please. If I gotta question you about where you going, it's a problem.
No, but it's just like I just ask. Nope. I'm nosy like that.
Nope.
I'd be like,
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Because you know what happens if you find out? Say you sitting up there, right? Mm-hmm. You get a phone call. Such and such at the blah, 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 blah place. You're like, oh, well, he didn't tell me he was going there. Now he got me all mad and stuff.
Oh, you're right.
Now I'm about to pop up on him. Like, why you ain't tell me?
But I ain't that type of person. I ain't about to pop up on you. I ain't got time for that.
See, that's the difference.
I ain't popping up on you. Because I'm just asking where you going.
I ain't waiting for you.
If you make a stop and do all that in between, cool. Long as you come home at night in a decent hour, cool, I don't care.
Because
you're gonna ask me where I'm going though. Cause if I be like, I'm about to go with my friends,
and that's why I don't ask them
where friend you going.
That's why I don't ask them where they going. Because when I get ready to go out, you better not open your goddamn mouth.
But why though? But why can't we communicate and do that? Why can't I tell you where I'm going? Why can't you? What is the big deal on that?
For me?
Yes.
Cause truthfully,
what's the big deal? I'm like, what's the big deal on somebody telling you where they going? If it's not no big secret, then I don't care. Oh, yeah, babe, I'm about to go to my mom's house real quick. All right. If you so happily stop at your dude's house real quick or whatever, that's cool. Do what you got to do. Just come in time at a decent, just come home in a decent hour. You like, I don't want to know where you going, what you doing, who you with.
Because I have a firm belief, y'all. Like, and I tell people this all the time. I didn't stay married so long for nothing, okay? I have a firm belief that if you say you are where you are, that's where you at, right? If you tell me that you're not where you're at and you're somewhere else, the person that got your attention to the point where you can't tell me where you are, they must be the person.
No, why you think he was somebody else? That's a trust issue thing. Why you think he was somebody else? He be with his dudes, his homeboys, his homies, his nigga he just saw from school, pull up, about to give him some smoke type. You don't know what he about to run into.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. We don't know what they about to run into. I had too many occasions where my significant other, like, for example, one time,
this
chair, shit.
Oh, that's what it is.
You see me like this chair, shit. Look
I'm
at
like,
it.
What is it peeling? Okay, I thought it was the leggings.
So, too many occasions I've had where at the time my significant other would come in and he'd be like all rough looking and stuff like that. I'd be like, you cool? He like, yeah, got into it with some people, and I'd be like, see what I'm saying? Why I'd be like, don't worry. That's why I don't be wanting to know where. What you doing? Where you at? What are you up to? Cause I don't want to be
in
the bed and shit like that. That's why I don't never ask what you doing. I don't, because I ain't trying to be aiding in the bed. If you go down, you know you going down by yourself. Okay. Don't pick up the phone. I got kids, and that's gonna be my motto.
I can't.
You gotta understand this change, because a lot of time, and I'm not saying like I mess with a grimy person. I didn't mess with anybody grimy. I just figured that your best bet in this overall thing is to not know in the relationship, because it's gonna drive you crazy if you know. Like I know when I first like got into my relationship, I'd be like, where you at? What you doing? Who you with? And when I would do that, I just felt so awkward. Like,
I don't do that. I don't do that at the beginning. At the beginning, I don't give a fuck what you do, who you with. Unless it's serious and shit. I still haven't asked the person I mess with
to make it exclusive.
Yeah, I still haven't been like,
make it last forever.
Like yesterday, he like, all right, I'm about to leave. I'm like, all right, okay.
I'll catch you later.
But he came back. He was just like, I'm about to leave real quick.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And I'll catch you later.
It wasn't nothing like, oh, what you doing? Where you going?
Yeah, that's it. I'll catch you later.
You could be running to the gas station and coming to fuck right back.
Right,
so.
I don't know that. You could be going to go get surprise meals or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know none of that.
Just hungry.
Yeah. You know what? I feel you. We should probably go find something to eat. But the bottom line, dollar sign, y'all, is get out here and vote.
Vote.
Okay. Missouri, make changes in the name of Breonna Taylor.
Please say her name.
Breonna Taylor. Okay, y'all. I had to just say a little spiritual. Because now she's an ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we got to call on her to bring justice to her name. Okay. But what y'all need to get out here and do come November 5th is voice your change. Right? I think it's voice your change.
I think
make a change.
Make a change.
Make a change.
Change.
Make a difference.
Yeah, please. Whatever you do.
There you go.
When you do it, how you do it, just make a difference. Make a change. Vote November 5th. Register.
Oh, if you ain't registered yet, hurry up and register, because I don't think you got too much time. I think you probably got like a week left.
Or so.
I've been registered. I've been voting from day one. I ain't stopped voting. You gonna hear. That's why the podcast is Oye, and I got something to say. You gonna hear my voice regardless. Now, y'all go out here, live in your purpose, and you be great. Tell him two times.
I'm out. Wash them hands. Wear the mask.
Wear your mask, y'all, because you know the president got COVID. You got to be safe out here.
And his wife. And his wife.
So that mean their son should have it too then, because don't he live in the house?
So you know what that means. They got to quarantine from away from each other for 14 days.
I think they've been had it. Because I want you to remember something that one president dude said. I think it was the French dude who wound up getting it. And he was like, I was with Donald. I was fine. But then when I started being with Donald, that's when I wound up getting it. And I'm sitting up there like, then he might got it. And then here it is fucking October 1st or 2nd. When they said it's yesterday or today.
Today.
And here it is, October 2nd. Y'all talking about he got it. He always had it. Fool.
His old ass.
All right. Let's break it off the subject, y'all. Walk in your purpose. Let go and let God. Oh, my goodness. Look at my fro. We out.
Peace out.